From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. I'm Philip Gray. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors will vote on March 14th to renew an agreement with Columbia Green Community College for a full-time sheriff's deputy on campus during the school year. The deputy will fulfill a routine law enforcement role and assist campus security as well. Columbia Green College President James Champion said, and I quote, "The deputy advises us on our security and provides training to our facility students. It is a terrific arrangement. The Sheriff's Department has been very helpful," end quote. Also on the agenda for the supervisors, a resolution to authorize a $30,000 payment for a feasibility study on the shared jail proposal. The concept of a shared facility with Greene County has been under consideration for months. The Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee, March 12th, rejected a resolution to fund its half of the feasibility study. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. In editor's note, Dan Udell will attend and broadcast live online the full Board of Supervisors meeting using the Wave Farm app. Listen to the live web stream tonight, Wednesday, March the 14th, beginning at 7:15 p.m. at wgxc.org/listen. Columbia Green Media is reporting on three village elections to be held on Tuesday, March the 20th. Candidates in two of the three contests are running unopposed. In the village of Athens, Gail Lasher, Michael Cicilano, and Stephen Bradich are competing for two available seats. Incumbent Lasher, 60, is a graduate of Coxsackie Athens High School and is employed as a manager of the TJ Maxx store in Hudson. She is seeking her fifth term as a village trustee. If reelected, Lasher said she wants to see more development and more businesses open up on 2nd Street. Cicilano, 69, was educated in Chicago, Torrance, California, and Boston, and currently works as a senior loan originator for Homestead Funding Corp. He is a Republican and a 30-year resident of Athens. If elected, he hopes to keep the village budget as low as possible and to pass on lower taxes to residents. Bradich, 49, was educated in Virginia and Boston, is a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, and employed by Global Foundries. This is the Democrat Bradich's second go at a village board seat. If elected, Bradich wants to drive the idea of long-term thinking and planning for the village budget, he said. He also believes the board must invest in the village's infrastructure. Polls will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Athens Senior Center, 39 2nd Street. In Hunter, two candidates are running unopposed for two open trustee seats. Geraldine Marino, 43, is running for the Independent Snowbird Party line and said she will focus on maintaining the roads and I quote, "bringing life back to the village," end quote, during the coming year. Benjamin Summers, 70, is running on the Independent Barn Owl line. He has lived in Hunter for 54 years and says that understaffing and roads are the most pressing issues in the village. Polls are open from noon to 9 p.m. at Village Hall, 7955 Main Street. Two candidates are seeking two open seats on the Philmont Village Board. Barbara Segal, 68, is running on the community party line. She previously served on the board for 14 years. Segal said she hopes to continue work on a committee to improve Philmont through the State Department of Environmental Conservation's Brownfield Opportunity Area Program. Incumbent Brian Johnson, running on the Heritage Party line, failed to respond to the paper's request for biographical information and comment. Polls are open noon to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 20th at Philmont Village Hall, 124 Main Street. And you can read all three stories at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the organizers of the 14th annual Mountain Jam Music Festival have announced performer lineups and added performers to the list of acts scheduled to appear. Alice Merton, who had a hit with No Roots in 2017, Jane Lee Hooker, a New York City-based blues band, the Woodstock-based Paul Green Rock Academy, the New Platts duo Rat Boy Jr. and Steve Gunn have all been added to the lineup. Headliners for the June 15th to 17th festival at Hunter Mountain include Alt J, The Decemberist, Jack Johnson, and George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. A June 14th pre-concert will feature Andy Franco and the UN as well as the other brothers, Four Gun Ridge and Blueberry. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And finally, Kenneth Crow is reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer County Executive Stephen McLaughlin delivered his first State of the County address March the 13th with an upbeat message praising the county workforce and promising a county that will grow and prosper. McLaughlin said, and I quote, "I know this audience is comprised of mostly Rensselaer County residents, but I hope you will all help me send the message loud and clear. Rensselaer County is the place to be, the place to make your investment, work hard, and chase your dreams here," end quote. McLaughlin touted his administration's efforts that saved the county $250,000 since January the 1st. He also spoke about the importance of stimulating county economic development, praising the retail expansion at Route 4 and 43 in North Greenbush. He also emphasized the importance of supporting development of the Route 7 corridor in Brunswick and Route 9 and 20 in East Greenbush and Skodak, as well as the Hudson River waterfront in Troy and Rensselaer. McLaughlin also pledged to continue the fight against opioid addiction, to push for increased school safety, to find ways to ensure quality public water supplies for the communities impacted by PFOA contamination, and to protect the environment. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers today. It will be cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 5 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 26. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 19. Sunrise today was at 7:08 a.m., and the sun will set at 7 p.m. That will give us 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 54 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 14th day of March, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.